Well, hi, church. It is so great to see you all this morning. And I just want to echo as well, happy Mother's Day to all of the mums in the room and all of the mums watching online as well. And happy Mother's Day to all of the grandmas, the aunties, the spiritual mums, the soccer mums, the step mums, the helicopter mums. And I want to acknowledge as well that I know Mother's Day can be difficult and hold a mix of emotions for a whole lot of reasons. So I hope that no matter how Mother's Day is for you today, that you feel so loved and appreciated by your families and by our Heavenly Father as well. So if you don't know me, you probably do now from that video, but my name is Anna and I'm on the team. And I have been a mum for 6 short years. So according to Isla, I was 93 years old when I became a mum. And in the scheme of motherhood, 6 years is not a long time, but I have certainly learnt a thing or two. So just for fun this morning, here are 5 things that I have learnt in my 6 years of motherhood. Number one. If you dress your child or baby in nice clothing, it will end up covered in food, poo, dirt, or all 3. Number 2, never trust a long silence in the house when you have toddlers. I know this firsthand and have been on the phone to poison control 2. Number 3, toilet humor is not just a short phase when you have young boys. And you will spend much of your time and your energy trying to minimize this without making it a big deal and encouraging it further. Number 4, hearing your child say, "I love you" for the first time will make your heart explode, and it will continue to do so each and every time. And finally, number 5, perhaps the most important thing that I have learned is that I don't have the skills, abilities, knowledge, patience, or energy to do this parenting thing well all on my own. Motherhood is made up of beautiful moments of joy, those small wins. To me right now, this looks like my kids showing kindness to each other, playing and laughing and being kind to themselves, each other, and their friends. It's when they give something a go, when they learn something new and tackle it with an awesome attitude. I know these joys and these wins will change and grow as they change and grow. Yeah. But motherhood is also made up of moments of uncertainty, even of overwhelm at times. It's being faced with new situations constantly and desperately seeking to make the right answer, decision. Yeah. You may have heard expressions like "mother knows best," a mother's intuition, or even the classic, "she's got eyes in the back of her head." And there's this dialogue that mums just know. We know how to handle the chaos. We know what to do or what to say when our child needs us. We know their favorite book, their favorite color, their favorite t-shirt. We just know. But there are many moments, and I think all mums would agree, that we don't know, that we're winging it. Shh, don't tell the kids. We don't always have it all figured out. And whether you are a mum or not, you will find yourself in this situation sometimes, where you have a decision to make and the options feel overwhelming. Or maybe you feel like there are no options and you're backed into a corner, desperately trying to come up with a solution. I know I have felt this way in motherhood and in life, where my own knowledge and abilities, my knowledge and my skills, my experience are simply not enough. And this morning, I want to speak on our response in those moments. So let's read our passage for this morning, Proverbs 3, verse 5-6. "Trust in the Lord with all your heart, and lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways submit to him, and he will make your paths straight." This is a wonderful passage of scripture and a great reminder of God's sovereignty and his wisdom. And there are 4 key parts in these verses, so let's briefly speak into all of them. First, trust in the Lord with all your heart. This means that in every area of our life, every decision we have to make, every relationship we have, we trust in and we rely on God. We believe that he is worthy of that trust because he is God. So we can confidently put our faith in him, knowing that he works all things together for the good of those who love him and are called according to his purpose. Second, lean not on your own understanding. And this can be such a challenge, can't it? As we go through life, we gain experience, knowledge, maybe even a little bit of wisdom here and there. And it is so easy to rely on our own human reasoning, forgetting that we don't have the full picture. Our understanding is limited. We can't see into the future. And if we only make decisions based on our understanding, we might be missing something that can only be found through seeking God's wisdom and guidance. Third, in all your ways, submit to him. Don't hold back any area of your life, but commit to honoring God in all that you do. Every day, commit to living with Christ at the center. Every conversation, every decision, every moment, submit again to the sovereignty and the will of God. And number four, he will make your paths straight. A pattern we see in Scripture is that the promise, the outcome, is preceded by the instruction. So if we want to see that promise come to pass, our obedience is required. And this is one of those situations here. If we lean on God, if we trust in him with all of our hearts, leaning not on our own understanding, submitting in all of our ways to him, then he will make our paths straight. Wisdom, true wisdom, is not found in gathering life experience or increasing our knowledge. And these are still good things to do, but no earthly wisdom can compare to the wisdom of God. Wisdom is found in understanding that God's ways and his thoughts are higher than ours. The path that he has for us is far greater than anything we could pursue in our own strength. I remember as a young Christian, somebody told me once that you can find any solution, any answer to any question you may have within the Bible. I was 12 years old when I gave my life to Christ, so as a teenager with many questions, this was a great comfort to me. And I've always found that to be true within every season of my life. Sometimes it is blatantly there on the page, and sometimes the Holy Spirit in his grace will guide us and reveal the truth as we read. And parenting is no different. There is a wealth of practical advice and wisdom in the Word that relates to our parenting, such as Ephesians 6, verse 4. Fathers, you're not getting away with not getting a mention this morning. Fathers, do not exasperate your children. Instead, bring them up in the training and instruction of the Lord. So dads, that means no more dad jokes, okay? Proverbs 22, verse 6. Start children off on the way they should go, and even when they are old, they will not turn from it. Proverbs 29, verse 17. Discipline your children, and they will give you peace. They will bring you the delights you desire. Proverbs 16, verse 24. Gracious words are a honeycomb, sweet to the soul and healing to the bones. When we read the word, we are tapping into the wisdom of heaven. This is wisdom straight from the source. It is complete and it is good. Our own wisdom is incomplete and at times even misguided. But as we seek God first, we receive not only his guidance, but we receive his presence too. His Holy Spirit is with us as we make decisions, speaking to us and guiding us and leading us forward in the best path that he has for our lives. Mums, When you find yourselves in these moments of crisis, overwhelm, uncertainty, what is your response? We as mothers often, even unknowingly, carry around this label that a mother knows. That we are always to have the answer of what is best for our child. That we have this special mother's intuition. And there is some truth in that. But we don't have to do this on our own. We have our Heavenly Father. We have the parenting expert. We have the Bible at our fingertips, which is full of wisdom and advice on how to make this motherhood thing just that little bit easier. And importantly, we have access to the Holy Spirit who wants to lead us. He wants to guide us. He wants to speak to us and share his wisdom on how to do this and how to graciously lead our kids as we go through motherhood. Proverbs 16 verse 9 says, "We can make our plans, but the Lord determines our steps." Or the MUM translation, which you may not have heard of. Mums can make their plans, and we do, don't we? But God determines our steps. And that ties in so well to our passage from Proverbs 3, that he will make our paths straight. We make plans. We make decisions the best way that we know how. But when we're living in relationship with God and relying on him, he will establish our steps and lead us on the best path forward that he has for our lives. As we go through motherhood and as we go through life, we will face moments where our plans don't go to plan. When the path we thought we would be walking on suddenly changes. But we can have faith in God's sovereignty and his wisdom to determine the path ahead. And speaking of plans, you would have seen our daughter Isla on the video before. She is 4. I picked her up from kindy a few weeks back. I was driving with her in the car and I asked her how her day was. And she said it was good. And I said, "Oh, that's great. You know, why was your day good?" And she said, "Oh, it was good because there were no babies there." I said, "Oh, that's a bit odd." Keeping in mind, Isla's kindy is ages 2 and up, so I'd argue there are never any babies at kindy, but I thought it was probably best not to get into the semantics with a 4-year-old, so I let it be. So I asked her why it was good that there were no babies at kindy, and she said it was good because babies always ruin their plans. So I figured out she meant the 2-year-olds, but I had a good laugh just thinking about all of the ways that her and Levi had ruined my plans as babies and young toddlers. Think on the phone to poison control, just as one example. Isn't it wonderful when things go to plan? When we have an idea of how things should be and it actually turns out that way. In the early years of motherhood, this could be as simple and as small as a successful trip to the beach or the park. Or maybe it's something more significant, like looking at your child and realizing that the values and the lessons that you've been trying to instill in them are actually there, present and evident in their lives. And I can imagine for our older generation of mums, you must look at your grown-up children with their own lives, possibly their own kids, and feel so proud, or perhaps just relieved, that they've become independent adults in society. But we also need to get comfortable with things not going to plan. And I am so preaching to myself here. We need to get used to living with all of the unknowns, all of the questions, and we need to learn how to seek God first and all of that. The challenges of motherhood and the challenges of life will change in different seasons. But what doesn't change is God's heart to lead us through each and every one of those seasons. Psalm 68 verse 19 says, "Praise be to the Lord, to God our Savior, who daily bears our burdens. He is with you and he bears your burdens. And how much more powerful is this in the light of the cross of Jesus Christ, who died for you and took on your sin and your guilt and bore your burdens once and for all. A mother knows, but a mother knows because she knows the Father. Because she understands the incredible love that God has for her and for her children. Because she seeks Him first and submits to Him in all her ways. Because she knows that her own wisdom, her mother's intuition, pales in comparison to the incredible wisdom and guidance that she has access to in God through the Word and through the power of the Holy Spirit. A mother knows that as she pursues God, He will give her discernment and insight into situations that she will face. So she doesn't need to desperately try and come up with her own answers, but she can lean on God and on His full and complete understanding. It's in the moments where we don't have the answers and our own intuition has reached its limits that our response shows us where our trust is. Is it in ourselves or is it in God? Last week, I was alone in my car, all by myself, and every mum of young kids knows that is a rare moment, amen? And I was reflecting on the month of April that had been. It was a tough month for me personally. There was not only a lot on my schedule, but there was a lot on my heart and my mind as well, and things felt heavy. I was praying and discussing this with God, pouring out my heart to Him. And I know full well that sometimes we find ourselves in these seasons where things feel heavy and you just feel burdened. But it's never easy to actually be in that place. I think the first step is to acknowledge it. And I know for me, in order to acknowledge it, I need that time and space to step away. First, to recognize the season that I'm in and then make peace with it. When I haven't been able to slow down enough to even acknowledge the current state of things around me or within me, it's much harder to take a step back and consider my response to all of it. So as I was taking this time, I realized that for the past few weeks, my first response has been to worry. Worry about my kids, worry about my family, worry about work, worry about cost of living, worry about the state of the world. Worry, worry, worry. Worry first, pray second. And when I started to realize that this had been my default response and realized the effect that it had had on me, I said to God, I want to make a commitment to pray first, worry second. And then I laughed at myself and realized how ridiculous that sounded, because when you pray first, worry doesn't stand a chance. When you pray first, you are telling your worry that it is no match for the power and the presence and the sovereignty of God in your life. When you pray first, you are acknowledging that you can bring all of your burdens before Him. It doesn't mean that your problems will go away. Trust me, I've tried that. But it means that you are in the right perspective of knowing that God is more powerful than your worry. Yeah. He is in control, not your anxiety, not your fears, not your worries, but God in His sovereignty and in His power. When we pray first and cast our cares on the Lord, He will strengthen us, sustain us, and uphold us. The team is going to sing a song over us in a moment called What I Really Need. Spoiler alert, it's Jesus. It's all about seeking His presence when we don't have the answers, about pursuing Him over anything that He could give us. And I'd love to pray this morning, not just for the mums, but for anybody who is feeling overwhelmed, burdened, heavy in life right now. We can worry all day long, all night long, but we have a God who bears our burdens. And it's time to trust in him again. It's time to lean not on our own understanding, but in all our ways submit to him, acknowledging that he will and he can make our paths straight. Team, you can come and join me. And we're going to stay seated this morning so the team can sing over us in a moment. But I encourage you, this moment right here is just as significant as standing or being on your knees or coming down to the front, whatever it is. Because this is a moment that you can choose to surrender it all over to God again. To acknowledge that you don't have the answers, that you don't have it figured out. Because I know that I sure don't. So let's pray. If you could close your eyes, if you want to raise your hands, you can. But let's pray together. Lord, this morning in humility, we come before you again, acknowledging that you are Lord over all, that you are all-powerful, all-knowing, full of wisdom and grace that we are so thankful to have access to. Lord, thank you that we don't have to have all the answers. We don't have to know the best path ahead or the best decision to make in any given moment. But as we lean on you and turn to you, your word and your Holy Spirit guide us. God, I pray for anyone feeling overwhelmed and burdened in life right now, that they would lift their eyes up and see that they are not alone, that you are with them and you are for them. God, show them a new way forward of reliance and dependence on you. Help them, Lord, to let go of the way that they do things, to let go of that need to always have the answer, to always know what is around the corner. God, remind them that you are trustworthy and we can count on you to lead us well through this life. I thank you, Lord, that you paid the ultimate price for us, showing the depths of your love for us on the cross. Thank you for the access we have to the Father, to his love and his grace and his wisdom. We want to live in closeness to you. We want you to have access to our whole lives. So Lord, help us to turn to you first, to pray first, to seek you first. Lord, we just acknowledge this morning that you are what we really need. And we pray all of this in your mighty name. Amen.